All right, then. Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Program is brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It is great to be with you on this Monday. I hope you're holding up well. Hope everything is good or as good as it can be. We are live. We are in Southern California. And not only are we on the air, but we are back on television on CBS Sports Network. Now, keep in mind, if you go looking for that and you find the show, in fact, keep in mind two things. If you know the show and you've seen the simulcast and you were looking for it last week and it was not there, but we are back right now, know that. If you have never seen the show and this is your first exposure to the simulcast, know this. This is like the stripped down version. We're back on the air, and that's the most important thing. We're back on the air, and you can see what we're doing, but we don't have the normal production value because we don't have the normal staffing that we would generally have for you. So keep that in mind. This is not the way it normally looks, but this is way better than nothing at all. So we are pumped. And if you're looking for the simulcast, maybe you're at home, you're looking to spin some clock, got to get some stuff done, or maybe you want some background, or maybe you just want to post up. Find us at CBS Sports Network. All right, to start hour number three, we are efforting James Bradberry right now, a cornerback for the New York Giants. He has signed with them, and you've heard him on the show before. We will run him down momentarily. In the meantime, you can find me at 1-800-636-8686. You can find me on Twitter at Jim Rome. You can also email me directly at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com.
Definitely can find me.
Definitely can find me. In the meantime, let me check out some of the reaction that we have had. We were changing the way we do things, so there's a slight lag. It says, Dear Jim, I listen when I'm in my car from Portland, Maine. I was driving at noon today. When I heard the three clangs of the bell, I burst into tears. Then when you started ripping into the Patriots, I cried more, even though they are my team. But because it was just so normal to hear those sounds. Your show is always fast moving. It's always so lively and entertaining. With all that's going on in the world right now, it is hard to remember what normal is. And it was so refreshing for you once again to take up the tale of Brady and Belichick and to laugh along with my tears. Thank you so much for what you do every day, even if I don't always agree with you. Susan Brown. Susan, that is so nice. Thank you so much, Susan, for emailing and listening every day, even if I don't agree with you all the time. Good job, Susan. I appreciate you. Glad you could have a laugh or two. All right, so once again, 1-800-636-8686 is your telephone number. And as promised, we are joined right now by a new member of the New York Giants. He is a cornerback for the Giants. He signed with them last week. 65 tackles, 12 passes defensed, a career-high 3 INTs with the Panthers last season. Led Carolina in passes defensed in 4 straight seasons. 268 tackles, 8 interceptions, 47 passes defensed, 3 sacks, 7 tackles for loss in his career. He was a 3-time all-conference selection at Samford. He was the 62nd pick overall back in 2016. James Bradberry is my guest. James, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good. I'm great, in fact. So you were an unrestricted free agent. Let me start right there. How did you go about approaching your free agency? Was that fun? Was it interesting? Or was it just kind of stressful?
For me, it wasn't stressful. I was just being patient. The most stress was like during the season, you know, just making sure I played well and I came out injury-free. I mean, free agency was pretty smooth for me because all I did was work out.
Like that makes sense, right? So you're going through the entire year and you want to make sure that you're putting the best stuff on film and you stay healthy so you're ready to hit free agency when it happens. What about the Giants? What was it about that opportunity that made you feel like that was the right place for you?
So when free agency came, you know, I had a It was either between the lines and New York, and I just felt like New York was a better fit for me. You know, I knew Mr. Gettleman, so I know what type of organization he's trying to build over there. And I knew some of the players that were there as well, and they had nothing but good things to say about the organization. So I felt like it was the right fit.
Were there any red flags or anything about Detroit where you thought, yeah, maybe not?
Oh, no. I mean, I feel like both organizations were great. I feel like both coaches were great coaches. I just feel like New York might have been a better feel for me. You know, it's a great city. It's something new for me. You know, I'm more of an introvert. And, you know, I want to go to a big city just so I can explore a little bit more around the city.
That's interesting. James Bradbury joining us. Now, you're 4 years into your career, but you're going into a situation where you're going to be the vet among a young group of cornerbacks. What's your approach when it comes to being a leader and making sure you help raise the game of those around you as well?
Just pretty much do what veterans did for me. You know, like guys like Mike Adams and Captain Munnelin, they came in and pretty much they weren't like real boisterous with their words, but they would always give me like little tips and stuff. Whenever I was in practice or whenever I was watching film, and they always encouraged me. That's the one thing I want to do for my teammates, encourage them to be better. So eventually one day they can get a second contract like me.
James Bradbury joining us, and that's the key, right? You want to get to that second contract, and you want to pick guys up around you. You know, I ask you about that because you've been a starter ever since you arrived in the NFL, but one of the things that you said at the end of last season was, coming from Samford, I didn't have too much confidence. I mean, from the outside, that seems like an almost incredible thing, that you don't have that much confidence. Yet, what was that transition like then from Samford to playing the NFC South?
It was definitely different because I didn't have to face guys like Julio, Mike Evans, and Michael Thomas. So it was definitely different, but it's something you had to get acclimated to, get adjusted to. And, you know, confidence just came from watching film, practicing hard, and then you start making plays, and that's when you get more confidence each and every year.
All right, so to that point you just made, you didn't run into guys like that in college. So last season playing in the South, you went up against Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, and Mike Evans, and you only allowed one touchdown in six games. Those are three of the best in the game. How much did you enjoy and look forward to those battles?
While I was in the conference, it was kind of stressful. So I didn't really look forward to those battles, but you know, I always approached those battles just with a different mindset. You know, I knew I wanted to go out there and dominate, and I wanted to make plays. But now that I'm not in that conference anymore, I feel like I'm going to miss it. You know, I used to get up early for those games because it was just a big battle for me, and it was a test. And as a competitor, that's all you can ask for, is to go against the best.
James Bradbury is a member of the Giants now. I would imagine each of those three guys are going to have their own approach and their own strengths on the field. Like when you're facing Julio, for example, what are the keys for you when it comes to shutting him down or slowing him down?
So one, you know, when you get the play call, you know, you want to make sure you play to your help. Like if you're in cover three or whatnot, if you're a man, just know you got that post safety help, so you don't really have to guard the post. But, you know, you want to get hands on them and be physical with them. I mean, you just want to switch it up. You know, you want to play a little bit off, you want to bail sometimes, and you want to press. You know, you can't always just do the same thing, because eventually they're going to catch on to that, and then they're going to hurt you by using your strength against you.
You know, your journey really is amazing. It's not just a matter of you coming from Samford and going to the NFL. You had built your name in this league, but if we go back even further than that, when you were at Pleasant Grove High School in Alabama, you weren't even the biggest star on that team. The story goes that most of the attention from college recruiters went to a running back named Anthony Gardner. So what were you like as a high school player?
Like you said, AG was that's still my friend to this day. He's a close friend of mine. I call him AG. So AG was he was the guy for our team. You know, he pretty much did everything. He was our running back, and he held that offense down. And he ended up getting injured, I think, like halfway through the year. And then the coach actually asked me to come over to offense and start picking up some offensive plays. And I felt like that's when I started getting more attention from schools, because I started showing my versatility. And like you said, man, I was the second guy until he ended up getting injured, and then it pushed me into the forefront.
All right, so then you go to Arkansas State, and then you transfer to Samford, where you played really, really well. If I told you back in high school that you would be a shutdown corner in the NFL and one of the most sought-after players in free agency, what would you have said then? Like, would you have been surprised, or is this pretty much the way it was going to go according to plan?
I probably would have laughed at you, told you get out of my face. I mean, because at the time, I wasn't really a sought-after recruit, so I mean, being in the NFL and being a big-time cornerback, I didn't really think that could happen at the time.
Talking to James Bradbury, you know, last time you and I spoke, we talked a little about your time at Samford. And let me ask you this then. What did you take away from that experience? And then how much does it mean to you to be representing Samford at the next level?
So for me, Samford was more than football. You know, it's a great school, a great academic school. That was one of the reasons why I chose to go there. So I told my mom I wanted to, you know, I was going to get my 4-year degree, and I just wanted to make a good living for myself. So Samford, it instilled faith in me, also work ethic in the classroom, responsibilities, It's a lot. You know, it means a lot to represent Sanford just because there's so many players that's in the league now that comes from Sanford. And I feel like we started something special. You know, we had Corey White, we had Courtland Finnegan, and now it's me, Nick Williams, Shaquaski Tart, Michael Pierce. You know, it's quite a few of us in the league now, so it means a lot.
It may or may not surprise you, but when you run down that list, and there's a lot of really, really good players on that list and some really interesting guys, the guy that I go right to, though, Courtland Finnegan. James, man, that's one of my favorite guys. I love Courtland Finnegan. How would you describe him as a person and as a player? What'd you make of his game and his swagger?
So as a player, man, I just know he's a feisty competitor. You know, always willing to step up to that test, to that battle. You know, everybody remembers the fight with Andre Johnson. You know, so you know he's feisty. He's gonna try to get after you, and he's a talented guy. You know, I feel like that overshadowed his play. And he was a great cornerback, Pro Bowl guy. I think he was all pro as well, was he not?
I believe he was. I believe he was.
Yeah, so he was a great cornerback. And I met him one time when he came to Sanford. He seemed like a real laid-back dude, real cool. I hate I missed him when he came to Carolina because I came after he played here. But I've heard nothing but good things about him.
That's a great description. And utterly fearless, obviously. This guy was never, ever, ever going to back down. Listen, before you go, you mentioned work ethic. It's such an unusual offseason. How do you go about preparing for next season during what this is, you know, an offseason that we've never seen before?
So right now I'm working out because they haven't really shut down the city of Charlotte. So they have a few gyms open, so I'm still working out. But I know eventually they're going to shut everything down. So I'm going to figure out something. And I reached out to a couple of companies on Instagram to see if they can send me some equipment because everything's ordered up. You know, I went online, I went on Rogue Fitness, and everything was pretty much ordered up, you know, out of stock. I'm going to figure out something in the next couple weeks.
I got it. I know you will, but it's so true, right? Everything is ordered. James Bradbury, New York Giants cornerback, signed with the Giants last week. He was the 62nd pick overall in 2016. Congrats on that deal, James. Great to run you down. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
You too. Appreciate you. Good story. Good player. He said everything had been ordered. Can I tell you? And if I already told you, stop me. I ordered a thermometer. I bought a thermometer. I got gouged so hard. I think I told you that already. It came. It kind of works so-so. It's all right. Gouged hard. And if your thing to me is, hey, Rome, you know, don't panic buy. Guilty. But I really did want to have a thermometer. I thought that would be responsible. Didn't you already have a thermometer? Yes. Yes, I did. But those batteries tend to run out. I don't know. I just thought there would be in everybody's best interest if I had a thermometer. What was not in my best interest was getting gouged as hard as I was. I'm not even going to tell you what I paid for that thermometer. I'm embarrassed to say. But it's hard to find things right now. It definitely is hard to find things. So share, be kind to your fellow person. Share things. Stay inside unless you have to leave and wash your hands frequently for 20 seconds or more with warm water and soap. Get under your fingernails. Keep your hands away from your face. We are at work. We have been deemed necessary. We fall into that category. And I want to thank all those. And by the way, I would like to thank everybody who is going to work, who falls into that category, that is putting themselves at risk to help you and me and ours. So be kind to them too. If you want to talk junk, just come in here and do it. You have your telephone number and you have your way to find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Do whatever you want. Let's see. I am checking out your tweets. Don't see them, actually. Let's see. Stucknut, get to your Kenny Rogers story already. What the hell is the matter with you, Stucknut? The hell is the matter with you, Steve? Get to your Kenny Rogers story already. Yeah, sorry that I just spoke to a new member of the New York Giants. Sorry I spoke to a former NFLer who's a Rhodes Scholar and a neurosurgeon. Sorry all that's getting in the way of the Kenny Rogers story. Hey, bonehead, how do you even know that I've got a Kenny Rogers story? Don't assume, Nut. You should know better. Nut, you're the one guy who knows more about the show than I do, even. Hey, Adam, is there a reason why you have your headphones on? Are you looking to communicate with me? Oh, you want to hear the gambler. Okay, as long as you're there, leave them on and hit your microphone. How you feeling, man? You good?
I feel really, really good. Really great. Really blessed and fortunate to still be at work, given the times. I absolutely love being here, and the fact that we can be here right now is awesome.
You know, I want to create this sense of normalcy so everybody feels like this is a normal time. They would feel like it was abnormal if I didn't crack you. Don't be a dope, Hawk.
You got it.
Hey, listen, really quickly. You said there are a couple of things for me. I see Stucknut. Now, way back in the day, you would have walked in that stupid tweet. And now you can just kind of shoot it to me digitally.
On a Google Doc.
Well, yeah, on a Google Doc. Was there something else you wanted me to see?
Just a tweet from Brett from Bugaha.
That's what I was asking. Was there something else you wanted me to see?
Yes, that tweet.
No, not. If it's from Brett from Bugaha, no. All right, you're dismissed.
Thank you.
Normal, see? Normal. He's still bringing nothing to it other than great gratitude. I guess that counts for something. He's bringing gratitude to it. Not good takes, not good decisions, not good choices, but he's happy to be here. I'll give him that. Stucknut, quote, get to your Kenny Rogers story already. Okay, so if you're new to the program, or maybe you're not so new, Stucknut is Stephen H. Town. He literally is the jungle historian. He has been chronicling and archiving and following the jungle for like probably two decades. And I think that I'm safe in saying this. This guy knows more about the show than I do. Largely because I've hosted every single one of the shows for the last 30 years, and I've forgotten a few things. My man's forgotten nothing. And he's archived everything. So when a guy like that comes in with something like, get your Kenny Rogers story, get to it already, he knows, man. This guy knows this show cold. Dude, you know I don't want to do that. Because you know how it's going to go. Which is probably why you want it. Clones, why is there a fascination with deceased celebrities? I don't find humor in that. I don't find irony in that. I don't find enjoyment in that. Let me tell you something. It's going to be a harsh thing for you to hear. This is going to be a harsh thing for you to hear, and it's going to hurt you more than it hurts me. But let me tell you, loser, something. That's it, Sharon. Pull in. Zoom in for this. I want them to hear this. I want you losers to hear this. Look me in the eye. I know when to walk away.
Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
I know when to run.
You never count your money.
You losers need to stop. Sincerely.
There'll be time enough.
Thank you, Alvin. Now, if you want to look at this responsibly, never mind 6 degrees of separation. I can literally draw a straight line from the legendary gambler to the nearly as legendary engineer,
dude, no.
Alvin DeLauro. I can, and I might. Stay tuned, and you'll find out. ATP is coming up. Look for that, Adam. ATP, Ask the Pros. I've got thoughts on Mariano Rivera and his thoughts on what a World Series victory would mean this year. Already, we haven't played a single game in Major League Baseball, and people are looking to discredit and hang an asterisk on it. Well, maybe not people, just Mo. That's coming up. Don't go anywhere. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome, and we continue with hour number three.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Well, there is this. I mentioned that it was unfortunate that I got myself a thermometer online, went on eBay, and one of my fellow humans gouged the hell out of me, but I wanted that thermometer. I wanted it pretty badly. Nate in Boise called Adam to inform him that, hey, listen, just tell Rome that if he needs a fallback or a plan B, to use the meat thermometer that he has in his drawer. that Nate himself just used his meat thermometer, and he was 97.5. All right, Nate. I do have questions, however. I mean, do I stick it in my heart, or do I stick it under my tongue? And do I have to avoid bone if I plunge it into my chest? A meat thermometer, Nate. How long do I need to leave that thing under my tongue? It's not going to beep at me, right? Because the one that I got, actually, I got a forehead thermometer. I can point that thing at my head or actually touch my head, and it takes like 2 seconds. I bet that meat thermometer is not quite as effective. I don't know. Who am I to say? Who am I to say, but I'm here to tell you I'm not doing that, Nate. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for that terrible idea, Nate. In fact, I wasn't asking for your help, Nate. I was just kind of bemoaning the fact and trying to remind each other not to gouge us and to share resources. There is a shortage of necessary resources. Let's not gouge each other. Nate's like, no, Rome, you just don't get it. Right, Nate, I don't get it. You know why I don't get it, Nate? Do you know why I don't get it? I want to make sure I'm 98.6. But when I took that meat thermometer out of my mouth, it read medium well. So now what do I do? Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. I'm medium well. I have no issues at all. I'm medium well. Oh, no, it says well done, Nate. Now what? I probably should get that checked out. I'm well done. I guess I'm overcooked here, Nate. Nate. You're not helping him. You're hurting him, Nathan. And you shouldn't be calling Hawk with your ridiculous advice about using a meat thermometer. I mean, bro, we all got to be resourceful. I've heard stories of people having homemade wipes, making homemade wipes, which is awesome, and doing what they can. You have to be resourceful. I don't think using a meat thermometer is resourceful. I don't think it's anything. I'm just going to leave the meat thermometer in the meat. Yeah, Rome, well, I didn't have to pay any money for it. Right, but you haven't got an accurate reading either. Medium rare is not an accurate reading. And again, how long do you have to leave it in there to get that reading? We had James Bradbury. We had Jarrell Casey. We had Myron Roll. I'm not looking to give myself any credit whatsoever, but I'm kind of happy that so far we have not had to resort to Mount Rushmore radio, fake matchup radio, who should be in the Hall of Fame radio, you know, any of those things. Now, granted, never say never. It could happen. But it hasn't happened yet. We're still doing what we do and still having a good time doing it. And I have more content that I haven't gotten to yet. We are not there yet. When we return, the direct line between Kenny Rogers and Alvin DeLauro, it exists. It is linear. There is a direct line. I can connect the dots between those two with nothing in between. I might do so. Mariano Rivera is also on my mind. You got an ATP there, Adam Hawk. That's on you. All of that still ahead. Hey, remember, if you don't want to call and be on the air, you can leave me a voicemail. Here is your voicemail number, 949-385-0447, 949-385-0447. And we'll come back. One big, fat segment. If you want to hit me up on the phones, this is the best time to do so. Keep calling.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions. Like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. Speak with an advisor today. You want to call 877-BY-DELL, 877-BY-DELL. All right, quickly, let's go to Twitter. Jim, did you know you can also use a turkey baster to take a shower? Signed, Nate in Boise. See, Nate? See what you did, Nate. Nate was just trying to help out. Way to go, Nate. You brought the conversation. The phrase I always use is, can you elevate the conversation? It's not, can you bring the conversation to a grinding halt? Can you elevate the conversation, Nate? You see what you did, Nate? Now I'm getting tweets from turkey basters. Come on, Nate. Hey, Nate. I got an itch. Got an itch in my back that I can't reach. Should I use my tongs? Don't answer that, Nate. And don't any of you pretend to be Nate and try and answer that. It's time to answer your ATP question. Ask the Pros, where you get to submit a question to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Today's ATP. Hey, Rome. Has Jake changed at all since leaving for and returning from college? Anything you have noticed? Thanks. Brent in PC. I've noticed one thing. He can outdrink his old man now. No, not. I mean, he's grown up. He's matured. He's got some experiences brought back. He wears shorts all day long because he's been in Wisconsin. You know, we're all bundled up here in Cali. Oh, and I did see him at class today, Skyping his Italian class from the kitchen counter. That's college now. That qualifies as college because it looks like their freshman year is officially over. Or not over, but over from there. We're homeschooling now, like everybody else. Let's go to Twitter. Hey, Rome, did Jameis ask who wants to eat a W? Hell, I want to eat the whole damn alphabet. Slurringly yours, Tony La Russa.
RSTUVVZTUVXYXZ.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know, I would say that stopped being funny like 15 years ago, but it was never funny. Because driving under the influence is not funny. At all. Give me back my show.
Give me back my son!
So, on that note, Country Music Hall of Famer. Let me stop right there. Country Music Hall of Famer, Kenny Rogers. And that doesn't begin to do justice to this guy. He was a Hall of Famer, passed away this past weekend due to natural causes. He was 81. He was best known for his decades-long tour through different genres that always ended up with him at the top of the charts, right? My man was a force for a long, long time. And now for some sick and twisted reason, a very small part of you seem to have a fascination with getting off really irresponsible one-liners after stories like this. Just know that I didn't even want to reference this, but you beat me down. And you just kept coming and coming and coming and coming. You know what? You win. It's the last segment. I almost made it through the entire program without having to do this. But I've been trying to make this point every single time something like this happens. So if you rushed in to be the very first one to get a tweet or an email to me about how Kenny Rogers finally folded him and walked away for good, save it, ghouls. The Gambler is a good tune. I'm not having you wrecking it for me or anybody else that has respect and love for the Gambler himself. Now, if you want to talk about Kenny Rogers and the interesting connection to the Jungle, I will allow that. In fact, I will do that. You know that game, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon? We're in six steps or less. Any two people can trace an acquaintance right back to Kevin Bacon. It's an amazing game, right? Well, I can do it in two steps or less. I can trace the jungle, back to the late, great Gambler. So why don't we do that to honor the guy, my guy, instead of you wasting my time on rewriting the lyrics from just dropped in to just dropped into the ground or just dropped dead or whatever it is you're going to do. In 1985, a super group of singers and celebrities came together for something called USA for Africa. Over 40 different artists made up of Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, Willie Nelson, Stevie Wonder, Billy Joel, Diana Ross, Tina Turner, and the aforementioned Gambler. The reason they all came together was to record and perform the international smash hit called We Are the World. We are the world. We are the children. Famous song. It was written 35 years ago. It is regarded as one of the most important songs of all time because of the millions and millions and millions it raised for famine relief efforts in Africa. And the Gambler, Kenny Rogers, was a part of that. Fast forward ahead to 2010, and a bunch of D-list doorknobs in Cleveland absolutely murdered the same song with their own rendition, except they called it We Are LeBron. And it was a song where radio DJs, city clerks, TV lawyers, a weatherman, and a former MTV reality show actor, and a local furniture store owner crooned out a pathetic and desperate plea for LeBron James to stay in C-Town. This song has been reset on this show multiple times a year for a decade now. And every time I hear it, I wonder to myself, or I think to myself, no wonder this dude left Cleveland. He probably had a pen in his hand. He probably was leaning into it and asking, where is the line that is dotted? I'm going to drop my Hancock on that right now. Wait, what's that? Oh, hell no. I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Guarantee you heard that song. He booked the next thing smoking out of Cleveland to Miami. And can you blame him? The refrain in that horrible song is, please stay, LeBron. And he left, like, moments later. Now, he did come back. That song had nothing to do with it, but he did come back. And in 2018, he had a game-winning shot against the Pacers in the first round of the playoffs to win a critical Game 5. Guess who was on that call of that game? Broadcasting that very moment and using the catchphrase, please stay LeBron, none other than Alvin F. DeLauro.
95-95, 3 seconds left. Cleveland inbounds the ball. Top of the circle, LeBron gets the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, LeBron for the win. Oh, dude, yes, yes. LeBron James. Please stay LeBron.
I don't know what's more amazing. That Alvin DeLauro, off the top of his head, dropped an amazing line like that in a situation like that. Or that he had some side hustle where he was doing play-by-play for Cavaliers games and I didn't even know it.
We stay LeBron.
An homage from our very own Alvin DeLauro in 2018 to that horrible song from 2010 that was a parody of an amazing song from 1985. A great song that Kenny Rogers had a big part in. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, 2 degrees of Kenny Rogers. Rest in peace to the Gambler. R.I.P. to the Gambler. May you never have to hear We Are LeBron ever again. Good sir. Put some respect on it like I did. When the dealing's done. You morons, stop acting like morons. Every gambler knows. 1-800-636-8686. Good day today. Myron Roll, way back in hour number one. He was absolutely amazing. He's a neurosurgery resident at Mass General and Harvard Medical School. Jarrell Casey came with some serious energy and heat. New member of the Denver Broncos. Giants cornerback. Yeah. In case you missed it, I said to Jarrell Casey, he started to talk about what it's like to get to a quarterback and knock him down. And then I said, what's that feel like? Better yet, what's that sound like? I said, what's the sound a quarterback makes when you put a good hit on him? And then I started thinking, I asked that same question of Bill Romanowski. Romo, what's it sound like when you put a really good hit on a quarterback? Even more pronounced. You know what that tells me? Generation to generation, when you smack a quarterback, they make the same sound. It never changes. There you go. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to San Jose. Got time for a phone call or two. Chris in San Jose. Nice to have you, Chris. How are you?
Good. I'm 1 degree separation. My friend's name is Kenny Rogers here in San Jose, California, so he's still alive.
Good. Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. So I just kind of wanted to bring up with Tom Brady, you know, transferring over to the Buccaneers and his support for Antonio Brown. The one thing that a lot of people aren't really talking about is that Antonio Brown's connection with Bruce Arians, because Bruce Arians was the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh when Antonio was over at the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the likeness that he actually lands there and with all that.
Okay, let me respond to that, Chris. Thank you very much. And yes, that is true. He said, why is it that nobody is really talking about the connection between Antonio Brown and Bruce Arians? Because Bruce Arians was in Pittsburgh. And Chris, that isn't like some crazy note that nobody knows. The reason nobody is talking about that particular note is because Antonio Brown has lots of other issues he's dealing with right now. Antonio Brown has legal issues. Antonio Brown has football issues. Whatever team that might want to sign him has no idea if and when he'll be available. Because if you try to bring him in, you try to sign him, the league then will rush in and hit him with punishment. This is also a guy that threatened an executive of the Oakland Raiders. Now, the reason, if you're asking me the question, why is nobody talking about this? There is a connection, right? Nobody cares, though. There are much bigger things than that connection. Those are the reasons nobody's talking about Antonio Brown right now. And by the way, in terms of optics, how bad would that look for Tom Brady? Seriously, how bad would that look? It was one thing. I mean, I thought it was a really peculiar look anyway when he was going as hard as he was for Antonio Brown in New England, given the sort of issues that Antonio Brown is dealing with, given the sort of behavior we've seen from Antonio Brown of late. Yet there's Tom Brady saying, I'm 1,000,000% behind it. Come live with me, AB. Literally, come live in my house. Let's do this. And I guess at that time you could argue, A, maybe he knew something about Antonio Brown that we didn't know, although doubtful when you see Antonio Brown's track record of late. Or maybe Brady knew what he had on the outside and was absolutely desperate for some help and a weapon. And he had that in Antonio Brown. I mean, even then, to me, it's still not all right. But okay, I guess, kinda. That's not the issue. He's got two great wide receivers with Tampa. Two great wide receivers, two good tight ends. How in the world would this guy ever justify something like that? Regardless of whether or not there had been a connection. Coming to an end of this, almost. But before I do so, let's check Twitter. Paulie T. Wall, good to hear Kenny Rogers is still alive. Thanks. Chris in San Jose.
You got to know.
All right, that's enough. Huge call brought to you by Granger. Whenever work gets done, Granger is there with the industrial supplies, safety products, and time-saving services that you need to keep your business running smoothly. See for yourself when you visit Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done. Okay, then. There's your Monday show. My thanks to Myron Roll, Jarrell Casey, James Bradbury, the XR4TI, and most of you clones. See ya.